Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lefty Grove. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting second. The first baseman, Bill Sweeney. Batting third. The left fielder, Russ Scarrett. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Otis Miller. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Hal Rine. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Russell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jack Russell. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas takes first base on ball four. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Reagan fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Scarrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett strikes out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is hit by the pitch. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley takes first base on ball four. Dykes moves to second. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dykes scores. Boley moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Reagan reaches second base with a double. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Grove covering, for the out. Reagan moves to third. One out. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Reagan tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Athletics. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Berry reaches second base with a double. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-1 in the game. Cochran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-1 in the game. Simmons hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-1, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-1 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-1 in the game. Miller hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0-1 in the game. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley misplays the ball. That's an error on Boley. Oliver moves to second. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 0-1 in the game. Scarrett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oliver scores. Sweeney moves to third. It's 4-2, Athletics. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-1 in the game. Webb hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sweeney tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 4-3, Athletics. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Boley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grove hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ryan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair now playing shortstop. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Rein hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-1 in the game. Russell hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Simmons hits a line drive into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Oliver hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0-for-2 in the game. Sweeney hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Scarrett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Athletics. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Dykes hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Reagan hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grove hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney scoops it up and throws to first, with Russell covering, for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Rhein takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berry for the out. Rhein moves to second. One out. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rhein. The throw from Cochran and he is out, Dykes applying the tag. Two outs. Johnny Heving pinch hits for Jack Russell. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving takes first base on ball 4. Cedric Durst pinch runs for Johnny Heving. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Oliver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Durst moves to second. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0-for-3 in the game. Sweeney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Durst scores. Oliver moves to second. It's 5-4, Athletics. Jack Quinn now pitching. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Scarrett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Oliver scores. Sweeney moves to third. It's Athletics, 5, Red Sox, 5. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Morris now pitching. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Simmons moves to second. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Simmons moves to third. Fox moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Simmons scores. Fox moves to third. Miller moves to second. It's 6-5, Athletics. Ed Durham now pitching. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a pop-up towards first. Sweeney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dib Williams pinch hits for Jack Quinn. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rube Wahlberg now pitching. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Reagan strikes out. One out. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-3 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wahlberg fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Rein hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Haas bunts in front of the plate. Berry fields it and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to second. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a fly ball into left field. Scarrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Simmons hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Reeves pinch hits for Ed Durham. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves takes first base on ball 4. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Oliver takes first base on ball 4. Reeves moves to second. George Earnshaw now pitching. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sweeney hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Sweeney reaches second base with a double. Reeves scores. Oliver moves to third. It's Athletics, 6, Red Sox, 6. Russ Skarrat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skarrat is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Skarrat hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields it and throws to home to get Oliver. Sweeney moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Sweeney scores. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Philadelphia Athletics, 6. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.